And we are recording.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call our Board of Commissioners of Public Lands meeting for April the 6th, 2021 to order. First item on the agenda is approving the minutes from our meeting on March 16th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, I just looked through them and they seemed appropriate, so I move adoption. Doug?
Thanks, Doug. Is there? I will second it. It's been moved and seconded. Any edits, debate, feedback? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approval of the loans. And today we are looking at 7 loans, around almost $6.5 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I looked at them and I move approval.
I'll second that. Rich, do you want to maybe walk us through the loans that we're looking at today?
You bet. I think the ones to highlight are going to be the last three, number 5, number 6, and number 7. Number 5 is a renovation of the Zahn's department store in downtown Racine, a building that's been vacant for 40 years, into a boutique hotel. Racine is providing a development incentive of $5.5 million for a project cost of $29 million. Should be a pretty exciting project for downtown Racine. Number 6.
Wait. You say the building's been abandoned for how many years?
40 years, I understand.
40? Unbelievable. I'm surprised it hasn't totally deteriorated, but okay.
They're doing a major addition in addition to renovation of the existing building. And so I think it's going to be a gem for downtown Racine.
I hope so.
The city of Onalaska, I wanted to point out that part of the their capital improvement fund this year is going to extend the fiber network from City Hall to the public library. And I thought that was an interesting part of their budget for this loan. Mm-hmm. Not the school library, but the public library. And so it's going to increase the public's access to some high-speed internet in downtown Onalaska. And then the final loan is the town of Drammen in Eau Claire County. They are investing in a project to upgrade the local utility infrastructure. I learned what the acronym FTTH means, fiber to the home. And Drammen is investing a total of $600,000 in this project, $400,000 of which is coming from this loan. And the project is also anticipating grants from the PSC to both the 24/7 and Tri-County cooperatives who are managing that project. One interesting note is that the town of Drammen completed 2 surveys for its residents. The final survey had a vote of 185 yes and 55 no. And that's all I have on the loans today.
So that's interesting, Rich. So they actually voted on this project and it overwhelmingly passed.
Twice.
Wow. Great.
Democracy in action.
Yes. And I love seeing my home county being featured. So that's great, especially when it comes to internet support. So
from what I understand, excuse me for just a second. From what I understand, is that that's pretty hilly around there. And that is why they need to have landlines, for lack of a better phrase, but fiber to everybody's home. They were concerned about elderly people. The safety of the elderly was one of the concerns that they voiced in voting for this project.
No, it's exciting to see that this is happening there. They really need this. Any other questions for Rich about the 7 loans that we're approving today? See none. All those in favor of approving the loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. There is no old business, but We do have new business, and it's a two-part conversation with regards to acquiring some land that will help us increase our timber sales and land timber management. So, Tom, do you want to walk us through the two land bank transactions we're looking at today?
I'd be happy to. State law requires BCPL to reinvest the proceeds from its school lands, school trust lands, into other timberland. And the land that we purchase is supposed to improve public access, address forest fragmentation, or improve management efficiencies. And what we try to do is try to find land that may address all of those, and I think we've done that. Our staff looks long and hard at those parcels that, first of all, are going to improve revenue generation for the trust lands or for the trust funds and meet those criteria. And that's what I think we have here. The Forest Land Group is in the process of selling off lands because the funds that they manage that hold the timberlands are maturing, and now they have to wind those funds down. And so we looked for blocks of land that were adjacent or near our lands, and that's what we found here. So we had the lands appraised, and we were able to negotiate a slight discount off of that appraised value for that. So that is the acquisition. With respect to the exchange, do you want me to explain these at the same time, or do you want me to take a break in between for the board to
I think because they're so connected. Yeah, no, Tom, I think because they're so connected, at least when I read it, there is it's two separate transactions, but they're connected. It might be helpful just to explain it holistically, and then we can go back and vote.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead and explain the other part.
The second part is an exchange. So BCPL owns a block of land around Beaver Creek in Iron County, and it's a beautiful parcel of land that has some great natural area qualities. Unfortunately, it did not have public access. Despite our efforts to secure that access, we had been unsuccessful in the past, and the DNR had a bright line rule against acquiring property that did not have public access. Well, the Northwoods Land Trust came along and said, you know something? We feel so strongly about preserving this property that we would like to acquire it, and we will exchange with you a part of the Forest Land Group property that you are looking at acquiring. In essence, they would buy a piece of the Forest Land Group property and then exchange it for this Beaver Creek property. The appraisal that came in for the Beaver Creek property came in a little bit lower than we expected, and that was attributed to the lack of access. And we were, after some discussions with the with the Northwoods Land Trust, we had agreed on a slightly higher valuation for the Beaver Creek property. So again, it is a transaction that makes sense for BCPL, makes sense for the Northwoods Land Trust, and is acceptable to the Forest Land Group. So this is a situation where we have a win-win-win situation.
Okay, this is Doug. I have a couple questions, if it's appropriate now.
Yeah, no, Doug, I think it is appropriate. I was going to ask if any commissioners had questions for Tom.
Okay, just a minute. I'm scrolling here on my computer to get to the place I can ask a question. In regard to the first transaction, which is the purchase, on the first map, it shows, I guess, two 40-acre pieces marked in purple. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And they seem to be right in the middle of current trust land. If that's true, how in the world did that happen?
Well, remember when we got our lands from the federal government, when when the federal government would make grants of land, there was never a promise from the federal government that what we would get would be all in one single block, in essence. The grants of land that came to us, if it came in a swampland grant, well, it had to be determined to be more than 50% swampy, depending upon how they drew the lines. And so if you look at those pieces, one of them at least looks like it is mostly upland, and the other piece, well, somewhere in between. And so those might have been sold by the federal government to somebody else 100-some years ago and had a separate chain of title for those.
Okay, I guess. I mean, it seems strange how they got right in the middle of the land that we've had the rest of the land we've had for 100 years, I guess, right?
My understanding is we've had most of that. I think we did acquire some other pieces to build this block a little bit, but the most of it came from the federal government. When we talk about the swampland grant, I alluded to the fact that the land had to be adjudged to be swampy, but the way that they did that was a little bit unusual. As you know, we are the repository of all those original plat maps that were made all those years ago. And if you look very carefully at those maps, you will see some straight lines that were drawn after the fact, not at the time that the maps were created, but afterwards. So because swamps do not conform to squares and they don't conform to rectangles, it was kind of hard to judge if a property was more or less than 50% swamp. And so what they did, okay, they drew lines from where the swamps intersected section lines, and that was used as the point of reference then.
Okay. Now on the second map, it shows in red some of the land that we're purchasing, but both of those blocks seem to be isolated from our current land. Is that true?
There is a piece of it that was off to the side, but nearby. So what happened was when we started putting the deal together, the forest land group, had suggested that they sell us a certain piece, and they changed their mind. And in replacement, they came up with those 440s in the upper left-hand part of the map. The other part to the north and to the east, that was all one block. And so, yes, it's not contiguous with what we have, but it is nearby and easily managed together with the other lands we have.
So both of those blocks, the 440s and the much larger strange shaped block, whose land are they in?
When you say whose land, are you asking which town or which?
No, who's the owner of all the land surrounding the 100-some acres that we purchased there to the northeast?
Oh.
And to the northwest.
I do not have the names of all those owners. The Forest Land Group is retaining some lands in that area yet, in essence. It's not that we were cherry picking, but we were picking the properties that were best suited for us. There are
okay,
some
and
lands-
so there's a number of private owners, but we have road access to go in and do our work.
Yes. If you notice, both of those blocks have a road going through them, and so we have really good public access on both of those properties.
I don't see a road on the ones to the northeast, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. And then the two pieces more to the south, there's a blue one and a purple one, and those are some of the land that we're acquiring, and it is adjacent to our land, okay?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Let me go to the next map now on the trade that we did. I have a question there. Thank you, by the way, for explaining that. It seemed kind of strange to have that odd-shaped piece in the middle of private land. Okay. Now, regarding the trade, the first map shows 640s that we are trading out. My question is, how did we happen to get those 640s in the middle of all that private land? The same way as before that you described?
The 640s that we are trading out in the Beaver Creek Hemlocks Exchange, yes, those were granted to us by the federal government.
And for the last 100 years, we have just let them sit. Have we been timbering them or have any use of them?
To the best of my knowledge, I do not believe we have been conducting timber sales on them.
Okay.
We may have conducted a timber sale on the one furthest to the northeast, but I'm not positive on that, because I thought I remembered a slight thinning that occurred about 15 years ago, but please forgive my memory. It's not that good.
So. No problem. Okay, that's good. It's very interesting, and pardon my curiosity about all this, but it's quite a project, and I'm very proud of you guys, and I thank you very much for your memory, Tom, for what you've explained.
You're very welcome.
I move the adoption.
Doug, I want to make sure other commissioners can answer. Yeah, Doug, can
somebody,
I make sure other commissioners
I'm
have so, any
wait,
questions?
Wait,
is that
stop,
okay?
Stop. Don't interrupt me so quickly. Okay, someone else has a question. I apologize. Go ahead.
Josh, do you have any questions?
Nope, I'm all set. Thank you.
Tom, my only question for you is just looking at this holistically, to make this purchase happen, it's going to be a little over $1.8 million, and knowing we have $2 million to purchase land for. And then when we think about how many acres that we can buy, this is transaction is going to be about 1,600, and we have about a little over 1,700 to work with. Knowing that both our cash balance and our acreage are going to be low, is this just a point of concern or anything to be worried about?
No, I think what it is, it's a point of encouragement. As you know, we've been looking for a while for opportunities, and this is the best one that's come along for a while. If you think about what we've been doing, we've been selling our parcels retail, and it's nice to be able to buy wholesale to get a better value for your money as you're acquiring timberland. You are correct that this will use up most of the money in the land bank currently, and it will use up most of the cap room that we have. But at this point, I am optimistic that the budget will contain an earmark for the DNR to acquire some of our lands. Mm-hmm. And we are also looking very actively at working with some groups that are involved in wetland mitigation that may be acquiring some of our wetlands to mitigate any damages that have occurred. And as a result of that, we would be selling lower priced wetlands that would give us more cap space, but not necessarily more funding room. But we are still looking at and working on other transactions and on selling. So, like I said, I look at it as encouraging, not as a point of concern.
No, and it's a good flag, Tom, about the DNR and the stewardship funds too, hopefully coming through the budget. So, I just want to echo, I think, look, this looks like a really good opportunity for the BCPL. It not only will increase public access, but our ability for timber sales with, 500 acres of pine and spruce and aspen and increasing our revenue generation, which is a key part of it. So No, I think this is great work. And what I would like to ask the board is, if you are okay, we'll do these as two separate approvals, but rather than me reading the whole resolution, if you guys are comfortable with me just starting at it now, therefore be it resolved, can we, as far as the approach and going through this in a parliamentary procedure?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Great. So, seeing that we have kind of moving directly into this, so the first item is the purchase of 100 The first, number five, is the purchase of 1652 acres from the Forest Land Group. Seeing there is no debate, therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands approves the purchase of the property from the Forest Land Group at the price of $1,811,000, or portions of the property in accordance with Chapter 24 of the Wisconsin Statutes, on such other terms and conditions as the Executive Secretary determines to be reasonable and necessary, and the Executive Secretary is authorized and directed to execute any documents reasonably necessary to complete such transaction. All those in favor of that resolution say aye. Aye, Sarah.
I thought aye, but maybe I missed something. I didn't hear anybody make a motion to approve it and second it. Did I miss that?
I believe the treasurer made the motion.
Yep. Is there a second? Thanks, Doug.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The motion approved. The second one is for the exchange of 240 acres for 206 acres from the Northland Trust. Is there a motion to approve that exchange?
I move we exchange the approval of that exchange, Doug.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug. I'm sorry. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh. Aye, Josh.
The land bank transactions are completed. Thank you, commissioners, and thank you, BCPL staff. Moving on to routine business. Rich, do you have a chief investment officer's report?
A very short one. I have two quick items. I wanted to point out that the interest rate paid by the State Investment Fund has dropped to less than 0.06%, or 6 basis points, and that our portfolio continues to perform well, with total unrealized gains now exceeding $85 million, which provides us with a great cushion should markets reverse course. And I will be providing the full packet of quarterly reports for discussion at the May 4th board meeting. And that's all I have for today.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for Rich? Thanks, Rich. Tom?
No, not for today. I'm trying to keep it short so the commissioners can get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks, Tom. And I also do not have an update. So this was a short but effective meeting. So thanks to the commissioners and to staff. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
I second it, Doug.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the day, and please go vote.
Great. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.